各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华在谈李华教中文的事，李华会学到两个常用语 dumb down 和 win win。
So when you teach first year Chinese, you must really have to dumb down the material for the students.
什么 dumb down? 那是什么意思啊？
Yeah, to dumb down is to take something difficult and make it easy.
Oh, to dumb down 就是把难学的教材简化，让学生容易学一点。是啊，这一年级的学生啊，都是刚开始学中文，我必须要用简单一点的教材。哎 ，Larry。这个 dumb 是笨的意思，那 down 就是下降，那 dumb down 这个说法会不会有贬义啊？
Well, sometimes you dumb something down because it is really hard. And in those cases, to dumb down doesn't really have a negative sense to it.
那倒是哦，把过分复杂的内容简化一些，这是好的。所以呢，在这种情况下， dumb down 确实不应该属于贬义哦。
Sometimes the person you are trying to teach isn't very smart.And you have to dumb it down so they can begin to understand. In that case, it does have a negative meaning.
这我太清楚了。有的学生啊，就是教不会，脑子不太聪明。遇到这种情况啊，你也只好一点一点教，从最简单的开始咯。
Of course, and at work. When I explain the software to people who have never used it, I generally dumb down my instructions so they don't get confused.
那我跟你办公室的同事差不多，你要教我用新的电脑软件，你非得讲得简单易懂，否则啊，我会糊涂的，就像我教那些脑子不太快的学生一样。
So you don't have to dumb it down for those bright students?
教聪明的学生当然就不需要 dumb down 我的教材咯。有的学生啊，可真聪明哎，一教就会，而且还不需要我每次重复哦。
That is amazing. If you didn't have to dumb it down, you must be a really good teacher.
那还用说啊，当然是教导有方了，名师出高徒嘛。 Larry, 我倒想请你帮个忙，不知道你能不能教我使用我刚买的绘画软件。
Sure, 李华， I'd be happy to.
我刚才说了哦，我对电脑不太精通，你可要用简单的词汇来跟我讲解哦。 You're really going to have to dumb it down for me.
Hey, Li Hua, speaking of teaching Chinese, I've got a proposal for you, and I think it's a real win-win situation.
我知道 win-win situation 就是双赢，也就是呢对双方都有好处。Win 就是赢或输的赢。对了 ，Larry， 你是要给我什么建议呀？
Oh, I met someone who studied Chinese years ago and wants to practice their Chinese. I thought you would be a perfect choice to help her out.
你认识的这个人以前学过中文，现在啊想练习中文，我当然可以帮助他咯。不过如果只是我帮助他，这好像不是什么双赢的局面哎。
Well, she is an editor for a magazine, and I thought she could help you by editing your dissertation. And you could help her practice her Chinese. It's a win-win situation for both of you.
原来如此，她是一个杂志的编辑，可以帮我修改博士论文。这样啊，我帮她练习中文，她帮我改论文。这真的是一个 win-win situation. 谢谢你哦 ,Larry。你知道花钱请人修改论文是很贵的。
As can hiring a Chinese tutor. I'm sure my friend will think it's win-win as well.
当然了，请人辅导中文啊，也不便宜呢。那这样，你把他的电话给我，我和他联系一下。哎 ，Larry， 我也有一个双赢的建议要给你哦。
Okay, just what is your win-win proposition?
我刚才不是请你教我使用刚买的绘画软件吗？那这个周末啊，我就给你做顿中国饭，怎么样
？Well, I like the idea.You're a great cook, and I'm happy to buy the food. And you'll learn how to use the software. A perfect win-win partnership.
你呀、啊，也是个很棒的双赢伙伴呢、啊。可是 Larry, 吃完饭后可别忘了洗碗哦。
Me? Do the dishes too? That seems a little less win-win to me.
But it's a win-win to me.
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 dumb down， 意思是把教材讲解的简化一些。让学的人更容易懂。还有一个常用语是 win-win， 意思是双赢。 各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华在谈李华教中文的事，李华会学到两个常用语 dumb down 和 win win。
So, when you teach first-year Chinese, you must really have to dumb down the material for the students.
什么? Dumb down? 那是什么意思啊?
Yeah, to dumb down is to take something difficult and make it easy.
Oh, to dumb down 就是把难学的教材简化，让学生容易学一点。是啊，这一年级的学生啊，都是刚开始学中文，我必须要用简单一点的教材。Larry...这个 dumb 是笨的意思，那 down 就是下降，那 dumb down 这个说法会不会有贬义啊？
Well, sometimes you dumb something down because it is really hard. And in those cases, to dumb down doesn't really have a negative sense to it.
那倒是哦，把过分复杂的内容简化一些，这是好的。所以呢，在这种情况下， dumb down 确实不应该属于贬义哦。
Sometimes the person you are trying to teach isn't very smart.And you have to dumb it down so they can begin to understand. In that case, it does have a negative meaning.
这我太清楚了。有的学生啊，就是教不会，脑子不太聪明。遇到这种情况啊，你也只好一点一点教，从最简单的开始咯。
Of course. And at work, when I explain the software to people who have never used it, I generally dumb down my instructions so they don't get confused.
那我跟你办公室的同事差不多。你要教我用新的电脑软件，你非得讲得简单易懂，否则啊，我会糊涂的，就像我教那些脑子不太快的学生一样。
So, you don't have to dumb it down for those bright students?
教聪明的学生，当然就不需要 dumb down 我的教材咯。有的学生啊，可真聪明哎，一教就会，而且还不需要我每次重复哦。
That is amazing. If you didn't have to dumb it down, you must be a really good teacher.
那还用说啊，当然是教导有方了。名师出高徒嘛 ，Larry， 我倒想请你帮个忙，不知道你能不能教我使用我刚买的绘画软件
？Sure， 李华 ，I'd be happy to。
我刚才说了哦，我对电脑不太精通，你可要用简单的词汇来跟我讲解哦。You're really going to have to dumb it down for me。
Hey, Li Hua, speaking of teaching Chinese, I've got a proposal for you. And I think it's a real win-win situation.
我知道 win-win situation 就是双赢，也就是呢对双方都有好处。Win 就是赢或输的赢。对了 ，Larry， 你是要给我什么建议呀、啊、
？Oh, I met someone who studied Chinese years ago and wants to practice their Chinese. I thought you would be a perfect choice to help her out.
你认识的这个人以前学过中文，现在啊想练习中文，我当然可以帮助他咯。不过如果只是我帮助他，这好像不是什么双赢的局面哎。
Well, she is an editor for a magazine, and I thought she could help you by editing your dissertation. And you could help her practice her Chinese. It's a win-win situation for both of you.
原来如此，她是一个杂志的编辑，可以帮我修改博士论文。这样啊，我帮她练习中文，她帮我改论文。这真的是一个 win-win situation. 谢谢你哦 ,Larry。你知道花钱请人修改论文是很贵的。
As can hiring a Chinese tutor. I'm sure my friend will think it's win-win as well.
当然了，请人辅导中文啊，也不便宜呢。那这样，你把他的电话给我，我和他联系一下。哎 ，Larry， 我也有一个双赢的建议要给你哦。
Okay, just what is your win-win proposition?
我刚才不是请你教我使用刚买的绘画软件吗？那这个周末啊，我就给你做顿中国饭，怎么样
？Well, I like the idea.You're a great cook, and I'm happy to buy the food. And you'll learn how to use the software. A perfect win-win partnership.
你呀、啊、也是个很棒的双赢伙伴呢、啊。可是 Larry, 吃完饭后可别忘了洗碗哦。
Me? Do the dishes too? That seems a little less win-win to me.
But it's a win-win to me.
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 dumb down, 意思是把教材讲解的简化一些。让学的人更容易懂。还有一个常用语是 win-win, 意思是双赢。